Welcome in. Today we're doing a dialogue snippet says Hook's masterclass for old school DNB vibes, inside Ableton Live, intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around warping, basic chopping, and building a drop. The goal here is to take a short bit of speech, the classic movie line or call-out to energy, and turn it into something that feels like part of the groove. Not a pop vocal, a hook, a transition tool, and a little bit of attitude. By the end, you'll have a reusable dialogue hook setup you can drop into future projects. You'll have a main hook that loops over the drop, a few call and response chops, and a couple variations like radio intro, in your face drop, and a pitch tension throw. And it'll actually survive loud breaks and bass without turning into mush. Alright, let's set the room up so we're not fighting the session. Set your tempo to 172 BPM, that sweet spot where classic jungle and rolling DNB feel alive. Then go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. We want to warp on purpose, not let Ableton guess and quietly wreck the feel. Now create a few tracks. Make an audio track called Dialogue RAW, another audio track called Dialogue Hook, and create a return track, Return A, and name it Vocal Space. That return is where we'll put a classic delay and reverb ambience, like the old rave system air around the sample. Cool. Now the most important part, and the part people rush, choosing the right line. Here's the rule. Great DNB dialogue hooks are short, readable, and full of consonants. T, K, P, S. Those sharp little edges are what cut through a wall of breaks. If your line is all vowels and breath, it might sound cool solo, but it's going to disappear the second the amen comes in. Aim for 1 to 6 words. And attitude matters, not lyrical poetry. A simple command, a warning, a little threat, a little mystery. Even one word can be enough, if it hits at the right moment. Now, quick coach trick, do the readability test before you chop. Solo your dialogue, and loop the loudest 2 beats of your drop. Like, the moment where the drums and bass are at maximum density. If you can't understand the line at that density without reaching for the volume knob, you have 2 choices. Take a different line, or accept that this one is going to be texture, not a hook. Old school callouts work because they're instantly legible. Also, decide up front what you want. Diegetic film vibe, where you keep some room noise and grit so it feels cinematic, or sample pack clean, where it's tight, gated, and more like an MC stab. Either is valid. Just pick one so your processing isn't fighting itself. Once you've got a line, drag it into Dialogue Raw. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on. Start with Complex Pro for natural speech. If you hear weird facey artifacts, try Complex instead. Now check the SIG BPM. Ableton often guesses wrong, and if the guess tempo is off, your warp markers will behave strangely. We want this stable. Find the first clear transient, usually the start of the first word. Put your playhead right on that consonant, right-click, and choose set 1.1.1 here. That's your anchor. Now we tighten it, but we don't over-tighten it. Old-school feel is micro-timing plus break swing. So instead of slamming every syllable to the grid, we just guide the important hits. Add warp markers on the key consonants. The D, the T, the K. Nudge those closer to the 1/8 or 1/16 grid so the phrase locks into the groove. Leave some human drift in the rest. If you gridlock everything, speech starts to sound like a robot, and not in a cool way unless that's exactly what you want. Next step, chopping. 2 workflows, both valid. I'll give you the fast DNB method first. Right-click the clip and choose sliced a new MIDI track. Slice by transients if the words are punchy and separated. Slice by 1/8 if you want more of that rhythmic gating, staccato tool vibe. Ableton creates a drum rock with each slice on a pad. This is huge, because now dialogue becomes percussion. You can play it like you'd play little drum fills, which is basically what classic jungle callouts are. If you prefer maximum control, do it manually in arrangement on your dialogue hook track. Duplicate the clip there. Then split around syllables with CMD or Control E. And here's a pro-level detail that makes your chops sound intentional. Microfades. Add tiny fades on each region, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. That kills clicks, lets you chop more aggressively, and makes fast 1/16 stutters sound clean and pro. Now let's build the hook rhythm. This is where we make it DNB instead of sample on top. Think of the snare as sacred. Most DNB has snare on 2 and 4. Your dialogue tail cannot smear into that snare, or you'll lose the crack. So we follow the snare respect rule. Either shorten the tail, gate it, or place the syllable early enough that it finishes before the snare lands. Here's an easy one bar placement to start at 172. Put your main word or main chop on beat 1, or on the end of one if you want it to feel slightly more rolling. Then add a shorter reply chop between the kick and snare area, like around beat 2.2. You're basically letting the dialogue answer the drums without stepping on the snare. If you're programming in MIDI with the drum rack slices, quantize to 1/16, but don't go 100%. Aim for 70 to 85% quantize, so the timing keeps a bit of breath. Then pick one or two hits and nudge them late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. That little lazy drag can instantly glue it to break swing. Now processing. We're going stock Ableton and going for that old school bite. On dialogue hook, build this chain. First, EQ 8. High pass the dialogue, usually somewhere between 120 and 180 Hz, 24 dB per octave. Dialogue does not need sub, and if you leave low end in there, it will fight your bass and kick immediately. If it sounds boxy, dip 250 to 500 Hz by a few dB. If you need it to speak, add a gentle presence boost around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. And if it's not harsh, you can add a tiny shelf up at 8 to 10 kHz for air. Tiny. Don't turn it into a hiss machine. Second, compressor. We're treating this like a drum hit, not like a lead singer. Ratio around 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so consonants stay punchy. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then match loudness with makeup so you're not fooled by volume. Third, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are great here. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. If it gets harsh, lower the output and compensate later. The point is grit and density so it reads through breaks. Optional fourth, redux for that 90s crunch. Keep it subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Downsample maybe 1.5 to 4. A little goes a long way. Too much and you'll lose intelligibility, and then it's just noise. Fifth, gate. This is where you get that tight cut-up vibe. Set the threshold so it closes between words. Short return, and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on how choppy you want it. If you want the hook to feel like it's punched in, gate is your friend. Now let's build variations, because the fastest way to ruin a sick line is to repeat it the same way for 64 bars. Variation A is your radio intro tease. Add auto filter, bandpass mode, around 900 Hz, resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Then add utility and set width to 0, so it's mono and focused. Send a little to vocal space so it sits back in the intro. Variation B is your drop, in your face version. Pull back reverb, push mids, and yes. You can use drum bus on dialogue if you're careful. Drive 5 to 15%, crunch 0 to 10%, and keep boom off most of the time. Trim the output so you don't clip. The goal is more knock and forwardness, not distortion chaos. Variation C is your pitch throw for tension. Transpose the clip down 3 or 5 semitones for darker energy, or automate a quick pitch fall into a fill. That little pitch drop right before a snare edit can feel extremely 90s. Now let's set up vocal space, the return track. Because old-school dialogue often lives in a little cloud of delay and room. On return A, put a delay or echo. Try 1/8 or 1/4 timing. Dotted 1/8 is great for movement. Keep feedback modest, like 15 to 30%. Filter the delay. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Then reverb. Decay about 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry consonant stays forward. High pass the reverb too, around 250 to 400 Hz, to keep low mids from building up. Send your dialogue to the return sparingly. In heavy DNB, too much reverb equals mud. If you want the classic vibe, use throws. Automate the send only on the last word of a phrase, especially right before a drop. Now mixing trick. Gentle sidechain on the dialogue so the snare stays king. Put a compressor on the dialogue track. Enable sidechain. Choose your snare or a drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Fast attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120. You only want 1 to 3 dB reduction when the snare hits. That's enough to stop masking without making the dialogue pump. Alright, arrangement. Think like a DJ using an MC stab. Strategic, not constant. A solid 64-bar language. In the first 16 bars, use the radio version every 4 bars. Tease it. In bars 17 to 32, introduce more chops, maybe a rising filter or pitch automation. Then for drop A, bars 33 to 48, full hook every 2 bars but skip it occasionally. That's important. The gaps create anticipation. Then drop B, bars 49 to 64, reduce how often it appears, but increase impact with pitch hits, throws, or a one-word grenade. One-word grenade is exactly what it sounds like. Take a single word like runner, listen, and only place it on the final eighth before the drop, the first hit of the drop, and then every eight bars as a reset. Maximum hype, minimum annoyance. If you want to get fancier, build an audio effect rack with multiple chains, clean and forward, radio and mono, and a grit parallel chain that's bandpassed and driven harder. Map chain selector to a macro and automate it. That gives you question and answer energy, one version brighter and closer, one darker and further, alternating every couple bars. Quick sound design extra that really helps intelligibility. Pre-emphasis into distortion. Put EQ 8 before saturator, boost a small bell around 2 to 4 kHz into the saturator, then if it's too sharp, reduce a little after. This gives bite without just turning up the whole sample. And if you want authentic artifacts, resample. Once the hook is hitting, resample the processed version to a new audio track, then rewarp it, even with a different warp mode. Those tiny warping artifacts can feel more error-correct than pristine modern audio. Let's wrap with a short practice routine you can do today. Pick one dialogue line, 2 to 6 words. Warp it, sliced new MIDI track by Transients. Program a 2-bar hook, bar 1, main word on beat 1. Bar 2, two quick chops on 1.3 and 1.4 with 1/16 spacing. Build the chain, EQ with a 150 Hz high pass, compressor at 4 to 1 with about 4 dB gain reduction, saturator with soft clip on. Make two variations, radio bandpass and pitch down 5 semitones. Arrange a mini section, 8 bars intro with radio, 8 bars drop with full, 4 bars break with silence the hook, then 8 bars drop with pitched version. And here's the constraint that makes you level up. Set drums and bass first, then fit the hook without turning it up like crazy. Keep your space and under control, and don't rely on huge fader boosts. If it can't cut with smart EQ, dynamics, and placement, it's not a hook yet. Common mistakes to avoid as you go: picking a phrase that's too long, forgetting the low cut, drowning it in reverb, warping it perfectly until it sounds unnatural, and looping the same hook every bar until your own track starts annoying you. That's it. Dialogue as hooks, the old school way, readable, rhythmic, gritty, and arranged with restraint. This audio version is shortened for playback.